Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On May 17, 1954, the Supreme Court rules in Brown v. Board of Education. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It had been a long time coming, but at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, May 17, 1954, in a remarkably unanimous opinion, Chief Justice Earl Warren announced the opinion of the court in Brown v. Board of Education. The ruling, the racist principle of separate but equal, was found to be unconstitutional. And so the United States of America in the middle of the 20th century took a step out of what Hubert Humphrey in 1948 had described as the shadow of states' rights and into the sunshine of civil rights.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Brown case was a consolidation of lawsuits from Kansas, Delaware, South Carolina, and Virginia. And the occasion offered the new Warren Court. Warren, the former California governor, had been appointed Chief Justice only in 1953. An opportunity to revisit the court's infamous 1896 decision in Plessy v. Ferguson. Warren quoted a Kansas finding in the decision. Quote, "Segregation of white and colored children in public schools has a detrimental effect upon the colored children. The impact is greater when it has the sanction of law, for the policy of separating the races is usually interpreted as denoting the inferiority of the Negro group. A sense of inferiority affects the motivation of a child to learn. Segregation with the sanction of law, therefore, has a tendency to retard the educational and mental development of Negro children and to deprive them of some of the benefits they would receive in a racially integrated school system." Therefore, Warren announced, "We conclude that, in the field of public education, the doctrine of separate but equal has no place. Separate educational facilities are inherently unequal." Thus began a new era in American life and politics. But it was an era with much in common with the old. Senator Harry Byrd of Virginia was explicit. He said, "If we can organize the southern states for massive resistance to this order, I think that in time the rest of the country will realize that racial integration is not going to be accepted in the South." Always a feature of American life, defiance of federal authority was reinvigorated in the wake of the court's decision on this day. We live in that world still, one shaped by the claims of conscience and the rule of law over and against the defiant designs of forces that seek to preserve an older, more violent, more constricted America. May 17, 1954, offers us an example of a high court ruling that advanced liberty. And as we know, both from history and in our own time, not every ruling does that. But on this day, America's highest court spoke to the future. It's up to us to make that future real. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.